Hey, everybody, and welcome to another wonderful episode of For Geek's Sake. My name is Dan. I'm usually producer Dan, but today I am acting host Dan.
Yay.
Here with our exuberant...
You're such a good host.
Boy, thank you. Our exuberant co-host Danielle.
Thank you. That is a much better adjective than anyone that Al has come up with ever.
I try.
You're the best. You should be the new permanent co-host. and Al can be Al.
And next to her, we have one of our favorite guests. Her name is Elizabeth.
Yay. Hi, everybody. Yeah, it's me again.
All right. So Al said, hey, guys, I'm not going to be there this week. So do me a favor and do a great show, but don't talk about superheroes.
And guess what?
We're going to talk about a lot of superheroes today.
A lot of superheroes.
We just can't help it.
Also, we decided against deciding on a main topic because we can do that because the inmates are running the asylum.
That's right. So we've just got a bunch. We're not going to call it a This Week in B-Roll.
It's just This Week in All the Things Geek.
Yeah.
Everything geek is happening this week, and we've got
tech,
talk about it.
We've got all kinds of wonderful things.
Thank God we have nothing science-y, though.
That's true, because you are not science-y.
Not science.
We have learned that.
I mean, I know what science is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a concept, I know.
But I don't know necessarily like sciencey things.
Well, so we're going to talk about a lot of non-sciencey things.
Which is fantastic for me.
Yes.
All right. So first up, you're going to school us, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Good, because I need some education.
Okay. So last week, you guys were talking about Shazam, a.k.a. Captain Marvel.
Pretty badly, I hear.
Yeah.
I was cringing just a little bit.
So just wait, is this a ha-ha, everyone on the show last week is dumb?
Not exactly.
Oh, okay. Dang it.
So we talked about Shazam and Black Adam because The Rock is going to be playing Black Adam in the Shazam movie.
Sure.
And Danielle wasn't quite sure why that was awesome. Besides the fact that The Rock is awesome.
Right.
Okay.
Because maybe you don't possibly agree. And
well, it's
that's
not
allowed.
That I don't agree. It's just I don't see, like, he's, you know, he's no Benedict Cumberbatch.
Right.
No, very much
but
not.
But he is a gigantic human with gigantic muscles.
No, that is actually true. I'm
that
pretty
won't
sure
have to wear a muscle suit at all.
I'm pretty sure he might be half mutant, actually.
Not to mention he's actually a wrestler. Previous wrestler that actually can act.
Right.
So that's awesome.
Well,
no.
I mean,
having seen him in some of his other stuff, like Rundown. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not trying to say he's a bad actor. I'm just saying I don't watch a lot of his stuff, so I really should not judge.
He's actually got a really good show on HBO called Ballers.
Yeah, I know. My friend works on that show.
He plays a retired NFL player that's become a financial planner for NFL players.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and he gets into a lot of fights. It's crazy. So
he does that, like, a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So school us more. Tell us more about the things that we got wrong.
So first of all, the one of the reasons that it's confusing is that he was originally called Captain Marvel.
Yes.
But he's on DC.
Right. Yeah, so why?
Okay, so DC Comics started in 1939.
Got it.
And the two main titles were Detective Comics and Action Comics.
Right.
It was under a different name, but then they basically took Detective Comics, and that's what DC stands for.
Right.
Did not know that. Okay.
Okay. At the same time, there was a company called Timely Comics, which was doing a lot of Westerns and monster comic books.
Okay.
And then this guy Stan Lee came around.
I know that guy. I mean, I don't know him, but I've seen him
on. He had worked
everything.
His way up through the ranks. In 1961, they launched the Fantastic Four, and they became known as Marvel Comics.
Okay.
So Captain Marvel was an existing property for 12 years before Marvel Comics came into existence.
Right.
So, but Captain Marvel was not a character from Timely. It was a character from Detective Comics.
From DC.
Right.
So did they take the Marvel from Captain Marvel and then base the company name off of Captain Marvel?
No.
So then I don't get it.
Marvel was just, they had a line of comics called Marvel Comics under Timely. Kind of like the other company had Detective and Action. One of their superhero titles were all under the Marvel because they were marvelous.
Right.
But you see what I'm saying?
But still at the beginning.
And it was also very competitive. These two companies did not and still do not like each other.
Yeah, I haven't noticed that at all.
Stan Lee used to write a column, and that he would put in all these comic books, and he would answer questions and stuff.
Right.
And he would always just...
They do that in my gym comics.
He would refer to DC as our distinguished competition.
Ah.
And that's what he said DC stands for.
So which came first, Captain Marvel or Marvel Comics?
Oh, Captain Marvel, right?
Captain Marvel, a.k.a. Shazam. But then in Marvel Comics, they came out with another guy named Captain Marvel.
Right.
That's when it got really confusing.
It's already confusing.
So when DC did their rebirth, they renamed him Shazam. Because Shazam was actually this wizard that gave him his powers.
Right.
Right.
And it's also an acronym that stands for, hold on, I'm going to make sure I get this right, so I'm just double checking it here as we talk.
Yeah, that is, you know, that while you're doing that, that's one thing I thought was interesting was because, I mean, Shazam was the wizard that gave this power to this little boy.
Right.
You know, and then he would, like, summon his name in order to become Captain Marvel, this man. It was very weird.
The powers that he possesses are the wisdom of Solomon, the strength of Hercules, the endurance of Atlas, the power of Zeus, the speed of Achilles, or no, not Achilles. What's the Achilles?
Achilles doesn't have the heel.
I forget what it is for Achilles, but he's something from Achilles. Well, and
I know the Hermes version.
Or no, maybe it is the speed of Achilles because that's why you get an Achilles heel from
it's Achilles.
And the M is from Mercury.
So I guess I just like was Marvel Comics named Marvel because of Captain Marvel?
No.
Was it named even though, like, did they know about Captain Marvel? So then why would you choose a name that is one of your main superheroes of your competition?
Because
that means that every time that they put out a Captain Marvel comic book, it would make people think Marvel comic books.
So they did it because of Captain Marvel.
Possibly just a touch.
But a competitive reason, not because of, like, they weren't pressed.
Probably.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So...
Anyway. Now we know why copyright's such a big thing.
There's actually a lot of different acronyms that they have for Shazam that all work. And one of them is using Egyptian gods. And Black Adam is the Egyptian side. And he believes that he should have had those powers. Blah, blah, blah. That's their big battle.
Got it.
So Al got that partially right. Good job, Al.
So why is he called Black Adam?
Because he wears a black costume and his name's Adam.
Yeah, and
dumb.
So then again we have Dwayne Johnson or The Rock now portraying another Egyptian god sort of type person.
Yeah, right? And then we don't know who's going to be playing Shazam yet, but I would imagine that it's probably going to end up being another current or former wrestler.
Why?
Just because it's got to be somebody that can physically stand next to The Rock and look bigger or at least the same size.
I vote John Cena.
That's what I was actually thinking. It could end up being John Cena.
What was he in just recently? It wasn't Jessica Jones.
Trainwreck?
No.
He was in Trainwreck.
He was hilarious in Trainwreck.
Oh, yes. That's what it was. Where she was
He's got comedy chops. He's also in, what's the movie?
That was so funny.
It was.
And he's like,
absolutely.
He's like on top of her and he's like looking at his muscles.
Yeah.
And
he's in Sisters.
Yes.
With Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Yes.
Yeah,
where he plays a drug dealer.
I vote John Cena. But John Cena is not a leading man.
But again, he can bring the comedy side to it.
But this is a big role, right?
It is.
The title character. I don't think you can fill it with John Cena.
Half the time it's going to be the kid, whoever they cast as Billy Bastion.
True.
It's going to be a lot of interaction with The Rock.
True.
I think that he could possibly carry it off.
Yeah, if it was solely him the whole time, absolutely, I understand. But yeah, like they're going to have a
most
chopped
of the,
young actor.
Most
you
of
know.
The acting happens when he's a kid, not when he's a superhero.
Yeah, okay. What's fun with him too is that he is a kid, but he's got the wisdom of Solomon. And he's got all these strengths and all these powers, but deep down he's just a kid. So like in Injustice, Gods Among Us, there's this little bit that they kind of continue throughout the series that Harley Quinn has a crush on him.
On Shazam?
Yeah, when he's Shazam. And then she sees him one day when he's Billy, and she's like, what the heck? And she keeps going to his school and, like, stalking him and trying to get him to turn himself into Shazam so she can hang out with the adult him. It's really funny.
I love that. So, okay, but this is not going to be a TV show, or it
this
is?
This is a movie.
It's going to be a movie. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but it
sounds like it could be
It exists
TV
within
show.
The DC extended universe, but it's also kind of on its own.
Right. So, like, if I like Aquaman, I might like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
And while we're talking DC,
let's talk more DC.
But not just DC. This is PlayStation.
PlayStation.
They have put out a virtual reality version of Batman Arkham.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where you get
cool.
to be the bat, and it looks amazing. And I really have. I've always been anti-PlayStation. I've always been an Xbox guy. But good God, do I want this.
I don't know how you can have like a console like thing like that, but whatever. I mean, like, I just feel like you should just play whatever you have, because that's all I get. I just have a Wii, okay? I don't have
I really hate
fancy.
The control. I've hated every single controller that PlayStation has ever put out.
Ever.
They don't feel comfortable in my hand.
Ever.
Ever.
You can buy different kinds of...
But they're all based on the same essential shape.
Yeah.
Right, because the buttons have to be in shape. The same, you know, general place. And I'm with you on PlayStation. The only game I ever played really on PlayStation was the first time I played Fallout 3. Mm-hmm. And that was on an English one, oddly enough. but I've always been Xbox. But Arkham, the video games on Xbox 3, 6. I played those, so I'm really excited about this.
Well, and you don't use the regular handheld controller; you're using the wands or whatever. But honestly, like, I think it looks badass. But I'm a little scared, and I a little bit am scared of virtual reality. So because of, like, I think I've said this before on the show, mm-hmm. I've had some bad experiences, and it makes me nauseous just thinking about it. So I don't know, but I mean, it definitely looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, apparently at one of the big cons, they let 500 people test it out,
it
and the reviews were off
Comic-Con,
the charts.
Comic-Con, not one of the cons. It was the con.
Okay.
The con.
Pardon me.
It was the con. And yeah, the trailer video that we saw, it was, you know, it was mostly reaction, and everyone was absolutely pumped about it.
Yeah, but we did get to see some of the clips from within the virtual reality, And it has the same dark elements. I mean, it's Batman.
It's Arkham.
It's Arkham. It's Batman, and just the idea of being Batman and the utility belt. The one thing I still find very odd is the fact that you only see the hand.
They said that you also look in the mirror and you can see your own face in the cowl.
I think they just said that you see the cowl.
No, they said you can see your face on the camera.
Okay, time out. So don't get mad at me.
Okay.
But Batman is in Gotham. So yes. What is Arkham?
Arkham is the asylum where he puts the Joker and the Riddler and all the bad guys.
Right. Got it.
And then they break out. It's a really ineffective place.
Yes.
Right.
And Harley Quinn used to be an employee there.
Yeah.
And got
turned. Should, you know where they should try is...
A prison?
You know, an actual one with guards and stuff?
Yeah.
That would be a good idea.
Azkaban would be a really good place.
Oh, Azkaban. Except for they're likely to take over, you know, with the...
with the Dementors.
The Dementors, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, well, let's venture over to Marvel.
Yeah, because Al said, don't do a lot of superhero stuff. And we said,
But there was so much superhero news this week. It's unavoidable.
He's so absolutely. Silly.
And all I can say is Groot.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, and that's what this comes down to, which, ironically, we just talked about The Rock, and he and Vin Diesel have a bit of a rivalry going on right now. And now they're on rival studios, and Vin Diesel confirmed that we will be seeing the Guardians of the Galaxy in Avengers Infinity War. So that is very exciting.
Excellent.
I love when they make announcements that are, like, 2 to 3 years out, because,
it just gives you something to look forward to.
I'm not a patient person, and I want to I want to just talk about, like, Doctor Strange and, like...
Okay, we'll talk about Doctor Strange, because
I just mean, I'm glad that they're making this announcement, and I'm sure it's super exciting for people that know things about the comic books, but I know nothing about them, and so...
But you've seen Avengers.
Yeah.
And it was awesome, right?
Yeah.
You saw Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Yeah.
Put them together.
Yeah.
But also the fact that they are giving it 2 to 3 years means that now you have the time to catch up before you can see it.
Not only that, but they're going to be laying seeds that are going to pull all this together over the course of the next 2 years.
Because then you have to rewatch all of the movies that then pull those seeds. So
technically, you could say they're laying eggs because they call them Easter eggs.
Oh, there you go.
So they're laying eggs to hatch.
You're just obsessed with Pokemon Go. That's all it is.
You know what? When I say I have to walk around to hatch my eggs, people look at me a little strangely. But you know what? It's a thing, okay? It's a thing.
It is. Yeah. So one of the seeds that they're laying that I think could be part of tying all of this together is in Thor Ragnarok. They have been filming in New York.
Thor is so hot.
Because apparently between going to Planet Hulk and going to Ragnarok, they're going to stop by New York because why not?
Exactly.
Apparently, that's where I would go.
Apparently they need a little help from a sorcerer because Thor has been spotted holding a business card that has the address 177A Bleecker Street, which is, of course, everyone knows Doctor Strange's house.
Which is funny, and I want to...
Everyone?
I didn't know that. I want to say, when Dan was first talking about putting the story on the show, he said, the way he said it was, Thor is holding a card and it has someone's address on it. And I think, well, what's the address I know? 221B Baker Street.
Of course.
And he says, well, close enough because it's Doctor Strange. And I'm like, yes, I'm always thinking about Benedict Cumberbatch. You know, we have the same birthday. Yeah. So.
And in the comic books, basically anytime a hero needs magic help, they go to that address.
So this is what I'm saying to Marvel. Let's put Benedict Cumberbatch in all of your movies from here on out.
He's probably going to be in a lot of them.
This is very good news for me.
I think basically we're going to see a handover.
This is very bad news for my wallet.
Yeah, and your husband.
And my husband, but very good news for me.
But I think we're going to see a handing over the baton from Robert Downey Jr. and what's his name? Cap.
Oh, Chris
Evans.
Chris Evans.
I almost said Pine, but that's the wrong.
I'm a Chris Evans, sorry.
And I think it's going to
become Chris Evans. I'm behind that.
It's going to become Brie Larson and Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
And they are going to be
all of that. Yes.
The future
all of
the
that.
MCU.
Both of them. Yes. 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 Good. This is me clapping. Good job, Marvel. Good job. Good job.
When's the last time DC made you do that?
Never.
Exactly.
So now it's going to be good job, Marvel, instead of never mind. Never mind.
Well, now on the. On the kind of expanded side of the MCU over at the Fox lot, there's a little controversy because rumor has it Zendaya has been cast as Mary Jane.
Which is apparently getting everyone up in arms, as they do, because no one wants to see anyone of any other ethnicity or hair color or eye color play a part. But let me just tell you, on ABC, Good Morning America, there was a racial slur thrown in reaction to this story. Not even in reaction to her being cast or potentially cast, but in reaction to the internet's reaction was the report. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say what it was because it was offensive and we don't need to keep perpetuating it, but like seriously, get over it. If she's a good actress, who freaking cares?
Right. There's these things called hair dye, eye contacts. If you really, really care that much about it, that's what we have Hollywood makeup artists and to do. And they can do that. Transformer.
Let's talk about Vin Diesel playing a plant, you guys. He played a plant.
Yeah. And he
are you okay
even
with that? He's not even a plant.
Right.
He's not even in the same species.
No. Even Bradley Cooper played a raccoon.
Yeah.
I mean,
Bradley Cooper's not a raccoon. He's not
at all.
In the raccoon. He's not even in the same species. You guys.
Well, they both have thumbs, so you know. Ooh. At least that's close.
Close. Yes. Yeah. I think this whole race issue is just. I'm sorry, and I understand why people think it's precious.
Uh-huh.
But let it go. Like, if she's a good actress and she can do wonders for the role, then you're all going to be real sorry that you said some racial things.
I mean, the same thing happened with the Harry Potter play.
Exactly.
I mean, they got in such an uproar about an African-American lady, or no, actually not even American, an African lady being cast as Hermione Granger. I mean, just because.
And in the books, we've discussed this before on the show. She's never mentioned as white.
Right.
The only characteristic that they talk about her is her buck teeth and her frizzy hair. That's it.
Dark frizzy hair.
Yeah.
That's
well,
it.
Bushy brown hair specifically.
Yes.
And there is a reference that she was darker. So we at least know that her skin.
There you go.
Right. And with Mary Jane, I mean, yeah, she's pretty much always been depicted as a redhead. There's this stuff called hair dye. Mm-hmm. So,
whoa, tell me about this. Even.
Yeah, it's this stuff that you put it in your hair and it changes the color.
Okay, this, that sounds sciencey.
There's also...
You promised this wouldn't be sciencey.
I'm sorry. There's also these things called wigs. Have you heard of those?
I actually used to wear a wig.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
I think that we can fix the red hair part.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Other than that, she's just always been described as being beautiful. That's it.
And Zendaya... Correct.
Zendaya
is beautiful.
Beautiful.
Good job. You win. You are right. And guess what, guys? It hasn't even officially happened.
Yeah, this is just a rumor.
So
even James Gunn felt the need to put a rant on Facebook the other day saying, hey, I haven't heard. I'm going into a meeting and I'm going to find out later on today. But I'm not going to tell you. And if they casted her in it, that's great. I love her. I think she's going to be amazing.
Right. I think that they should cast her just because of this.
Yeah. I agree.
Just to say in your face, you don't think she can do it? We're going to show you she can.
I think what it was is that they had said that she was cast, but they hadn't announced as who. And then the rumor started that it was Mary Jane.
So how old does Mary Jane have to be? Because I have another recommendation.
She should be the same age as Peter Parker.
I have another recommendation. What's her name? Millie Bobby Brown or what's...
No, too young.
Too young?
Yeah, she's too young.
Too young.
Damn. That girl should be in everything. She should be in everything.
She's very good. All right, and so one more Marvel story because they just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Marvel just, they really do. They pay attention to our show and they just want to be...
They love it. They love us and they know that we love them.
Yep.
So they obviously have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
There's rumors of a few other shows coming out on television.
Right.
Then, of course, they have their Netflix universe.
Right.
Right.
And now they are putting out The Runaways on Hulu.
What is The Runaways?
Okay, so The Runaways started off as a group of, I think, six kids. That basically their parents were all connected. They were part of a group. They were all like rich and powerful type people.
Mm-hmm.
And like once a year they would all come together. And at one of these meetings, the kids spied on the parents, found out that they were all supervillains.
Oh.
I love where this is going.
And so they are all of the age where they're inheriting their powers and have decided to split off and... be the good guys, basically.
So reading this article...
It could be kind of like what Heroes wanted to be, I think.
Well, this article mentions that that it's coming from the Gossip Girl creators.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big fan of Gossip Girl. So I like the direction this is going in. You probably won't, because it'll probably be too soapy for you.
Yeah.
Al won't, for
No,
sure.
Al definitely won't. You might...
I might.
Well, but you didn't really care for the Arrow too much either, though.
No, but I love me some Flash.
I know, but Flash isn't as soapy as Arrow is, and this is going to be all of the soap.
If it's
coming from Gossip Girl. But I love the premise. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the ultimate rebellion kids rebelling.
And it basically was a failed comic. It only ran for like 24 issues or something like that, and they canceled it. And it did so well in people buying back issues and asking for more that they brought it back like 3 years later.
Power of the people.
Absolutely. So it definitely has a small but loyal following. And I think it could be a great show. Speaking of great shows, we're going to get off of the topic of Heroes now, Al. Don't worry.
Okay, you can uncover your ears now.
All right. So
welcome back, Al.
This next topic, we're not going to go too in-depth on this because we're going to do a special episode soon. I don't think Al has watched Stranger Things yet.
I think he said he started it, but I don't think he has.
So he'll finish it in a couple months.
Right.
So whenever
Knowing
he gets around
his record.
To finishing it, we'll eventually do a Stranger Things episode. And I'm sure my wife will be joining us on it because she's already watched it twice.
That's dedication.
I just finished it last weekend. So.
If you haven't watched it, check it out. It's only 8 episodes long, and it's a great binge watch.
Oh, yes.
So let's just go around 5 stars. What does everybody think? Let's go 1 to 5.
I will go with, I will say like can I go in halves or quarters? Okay, sure. So I'd be like 4.75.
Ooh.
Yeah, because the one little part about it is there's being that I would be their age mm-hmm. when it's set.
Yeah.
There's definitely some things that are off about the time period sure. for me, but other than that, awesome.
Yeah.
I'd give it 18 stars.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm already reading all of the fan theories.
Nice.
So, yeah. Well, I don't want to go too into it because we're
I'm
not
sure you
spoilers,
and Michelle could talk about that later.
Yeah. No, like 18 million stars.
Yeah, I'm definitely at least a 4.5 on that.
Good.
I enjoyed it. And it seems like everybody's enjoyed it because there's this company that basically has said, all right, Netflix doesn't want to give out their exact numbers on, you know, streams and downloads, mm-hmm, whatever
right.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
But they claim to have cracked the code. And with their code that they've cracked, they're saying that it had a better first 2 weeks viewing than anything Marvel has put out, or basically anything Netflix has put out yet, House of Cards included.
I totally believe that because as soon as it dropped, I put it in my viewing list, and it seemed like every single day I was hearing 15 people say, have you seen Stranger Things yet? It's so good. I've watched it all. What?
The only two things that beat it, I believe, were Fuller House.
Which was really right. good.
And there was one other one. I don't remember what it was. It was something I didn't.
House of Cards?
No, it wasn't even
House
of Cards.
No, it wasn't House of Cards.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's dominating if these people are correct with their algorithm.
Well,
we
I was going to say, how do they know? And if they do know, like, here's my question. If Netflix or someone at Netflix has mm-hmm. these numbers, why aren't they releasing them so that, like, shows that we really like, but we're binge watching on Netflix or mm-hmm. Hulu,
mm-hmm.
we're not getting those shows. They're getting canceled. Like Agent Carter.
Right.
Oh, Agent Carter.
Had such a huge following and it was canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's a petition. There's been two petitions out.
I have a friend who is like vehement in New York City right now, getting everyone to sign this petition. And it's crazy. Like why, like, I keep reading all this stuff. Like, it's in our culture now not to really watch something one at a time. We want to binge watch something.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so if like, let's say a show like Arrow or Flash, like both of those shows, I didn't watch them when they first started coming on. But mm-hmm. now that I'm binge watching it, I love it. I can't wait for the next one. And guess what? The next one is there. So I'm actually less prone to drop a show now than I would be if I was watching it weekly. Because watching it weekly can sometimes, I mean, especially if you're watching a lot of TV, which I do,
mm-hmm.
I get bored.
Yeah.
But these shows you're binge watching, like,
or you get caught up in something else and you forget about that one.
Exactly.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
I mean, obviously, on demand is the way that things are going, and even over on Pandora, looks like they're gonna be adding on demand to their service,
which is
kind of in the vein of Spotify.
So funny, because that was my biggest issue with Pandora is sometimes I just want to hear like that one song,
right?
And you can't ever do that on Pandora. But I like that it's free. I don't pay for Spotify. Like my husband and I actually use
Spotify's free.
Not without ads. And
well, neither is Pandora.
And like, but on, okay, but thing. Hold on. On Spotify, like you can't just go and like listen to songs in your, like in a playlist order that you want.
Right. You can only shuffle.
You can only shuffle. And again, like sometimes I want to listen to a certain song at a certain time.
Well, I'm betting this is going to be the same.
Well, but that's fine. But it's still like. And I use Amazon Prime Music mm-hmm. because if you have the membership, you get the free music. Mm-hmm. So I can download the songs to my phone. I don't have to worry about streaming. But I think this is going to change because I feel like that's why Pandora has lost as many people as they have, because mm-hmm. their discovery is awesome. Their algorithm can sometimes be a little weird.
Yeah. Like
I have an Adele station that plays Linkin Park.
Yeah, I've got a station.
Tell me how you get there.
I've got a station that I call Broadway Don't Judge Me, and it's supposed to just be Broadway, but every like 10 songs there's a techno track.
Right, and unless you
like it just doesn't make
weird.
Sense.
Right, but if you thumbs down it's supposed to stop playing them, but it doesn't.
But it doesn't.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't. And that's why like when I'm listening to an Adele station, I have to really think about like, yes, I love this song, but wait, do I want to thumbs up it here? Because if I thumbs up it here, it might bring me some Linkin Park, which do not get me wrong. I freaking love Linkin Park.
I have Linkin Park in my CD player.
But if I'm picking sitting in a Dell station, I'm not trying to be listening to Linkin Park.
Yeah, that's actually one reason why when I tried Pandora, I stopped.
Yeah.
I stopped most of those, and I've just, I find I just stick with my iTunes where I can, like, actually take and pick the songs that I've ripped from my CDs, put it in whatever order I am. I just do that now still because I haven't found it. I haven't found the one that does exactly what I want.
Yeah. Well, Pandora, I think, is on the right track to keep subscribers that are maybe thinking about leaving, for sure.
We hope.
So.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, one website that's not doing so well.
No.
Not doing so well so much that it's going bye-bye.
Is Gawker.
Gawker.com.
Most of their properties, I believe, got bought off.
Mm-hmm.
There was a $140 million judgment against them that basically required them to get rid of all of their properties and shut down. So, you know, Gawker, they've got lots of different properties for lots of different topics, essentially.
Right.
But they're basically there's a lot of, like, whistleblowing and...
Well, I mean, you just think about the word Gawker. I mean, that's really what it is. It is trying to report on things that would be surprising or, you know, that were secret, like you said, whistleblowing or talking about topics like that. And so there's been a lot of controversy about that. That's with the lawsuits and everything. And so, yeah, they were bought out. I forgot exactly who bought them. And they're keeping some of the properties. But some of the major ones that have had all the controversy are no more, like Gawker itself.
So what happens to the domain name? Like, can I buy it for, like, $5?
Probably not right now. Try a couple years.
Because that's what I really want to see is, like, what happens to the domain name? Like, does it go to the domain name, like, jail or the pound and, like, wait for it to get, you know, killed? Like, because it... Obviously, people can still type in Gawker.com.
Right. And but I have a thing. I believe it's based on, well, the ownership. It does, even the fact that the website has gone down, someone still owns the rights to it. Mm. And so it may not ever be released depending on if it was created or if it's a paid domain, or it just may go into, like you said, like the graveyard of URLs that we'll never see again.
And if you go to Gawker right now, it's still up, and basically it's got a bunch of articles about why it's being shut down.
Right. Well, because that's what's big on the news, and Gawker reports what's big on internet news right now.
So, like, they have a story right now titled, Gawker was murdered by gaslight. A billion-dollar lie behind it is stronger than the truth. It is... They're putting up some stuff where they're clearly not very happy about this situation.
Gawker?
Yeah. So if you were a fan of Gawker, my condolences.
Mm-hmm. I, like, honestly, this is going to sound terrible, but most of the time that I go to a website on the internet, it's because someone posted a Facebook link. It's not because I was going onto that website to look for something specific.
Yeah.
Like, it's not...
I'm with you there. Yeah.
Like, I mean, yes, this is sad, and I feel really bad for the people that work there because, you know, they're obviously very valuable employees and they're losing their jobs, but, like, I don't go to Gawker.com, like, and be like, ooh, what's on Gawker.com?
Right.
I don't think anyone does anymore.
Oh, I think that there was a lot of people that did. It was that's one of those sites where a lot of people, when they sit down at their computer, they check their Facebook, they check their Twitter, they check this, they check that, and Gawker is one of their things that they check.
Mm-hmm. I just don't have time for all of the social media. My friends just tell me what to read, so I'm not even joking.
Well, I figure that if it shows up.
I'm going to start sending you sciencey stuff then.
Well, you know, I just figure that if it's on Facebook, if I actually see it on Facebook, it must be important enough for people to, you know, be talking about it, so I should probably figure out what it is.
Yeah. All right, so next up, we've got the Hugo Awards for this week.
Yay!
Woo!
And we didn't really hear a lot about sad puppies leading up to it.
No, there was
which is refreshing.
Puppygate that I know of.
Yeah. Aww.
At least nothing that I heard.
Are you familiar with the Puppygate?
No, no.
Well, if you listen to our show from a year ago.
About this time, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
We talked a lot about Puppygate. Basically, it was kind of the Gamergate of Hugo.
Oh.
No, it wasn't like the Gamergate. It wasn't someone threatening to rape and pillage people. It was
puppies.
Right.
But it was a lot of the same people.
They were stuffing ballot boxes because
because I heard of that.
They wanted only white men to win awards.
They wanted to make sci-fi great again, basically.
Yeah. Let's make sci-fi great again.
But that actually has backfired on them because the people who don't want that to happen with the, you know, mm-hmm. the write-in, they've done a lot more write-in campaigns.
Yeah. And actually, on the site, on comicbook.com, see, now I'm paying attention to what website I'm on. Cause I'm like, who am I on, Gawker? No, I'm not. Okay. So what site am I on? There is a list of awards, and in each award, they tell you how many were the final ballots and how many nominating ballots were received. Wow. So they are definitely looking more for this. So let me just run through some of the highlights.
Yes, please.
So the best novel was The Fifth Season by N.K. Jemisin, which I've never heard of any of the books that were up for the award. So sure. Have either of you heard of it? Okay,
they weren't written by J.K., so...
Other things. Ay, ay, ay.
I'm still in Austin. I'm sorry.
The best graphic story was The Sandman Overture, written by Neil Gaiman.
Neil Gaiman.
The best dramatic presentation long form, which is basically to say the best screenplay.
Yeah, when was that?
So, by the way, Lawyer and Al, Lawyer Brad Petrino and Al Sterling, it was The Martian.
Yeah. Imagine, I guess it qualifies.
Yes, it qualifies
for genre.
It is part of the Hugo Awards, which is only, as we know, science fiction, fantasy,
which is nerd or geek.
So it's not only won that, but it also won the Golden Globe for best comedy,
which doesn't make any sense.
Just because they couldn't put it under drama because they had too many.
Anyways, so also best dramatic presentation short form, which. It means TV screenplay, like an episode screenplay, was the Jessica Jones, a.k.a. Smile episode. But I want to say the list of the nominees for this is awesome, and I have to tell you. So it's Jessica Jones, a.k.a. Smile, Doctor Who, Heaven Sent.
Oh, that was a good one.
Grim Headache. Mm-hmm. Supernatural, Just My Imagination. So we've got these awesome, super, great shows.
I really wish that of The Flash...
One more.
That was directed by Kevin Smith. That should have been nominated.
And then we have My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, The Cutie Map, which one and two.
I mean, for all the bronies out there, that's why they
nominated the crap out of that.
And it's well-deserved. My Little Pony is well-deserved.
Is it really well-written?
It is. I mean, and I'm talking as someone who was in furry fandom for about, we'll say, 10 years. Mm-hmm. Yes.
No idea. Yep. I'm not judging. I'm not saying, whoa, judgy. I'm saying, whoa, that's awesome. I had no idea. Yeah. I just want to clarify for our fans. I did not mean, whoa, judgy. Go ahead.
That's right. No. that's good. Good clarification.
Thank you.
There was panels done about My Little Pony. There was viewing parties. And it actually is written fairly well when you think about where it came from as just a girl's toy. But they've actually put emphasis on there. There's also a big fan adaptations in voiceover, amateur voiceover, mm-hmm. where people have written, their own shows and are getting. So it's a big thing, but it's very well. I would check it out.
So and along that same lines, there's another show. It's actually a web series, but they compile them and put them into cohesive episodes on Netflix. And it's also about a childhood toy favorite of ours. It's called Barbie, Life in the Dream House. And let me tell you, my niece and nephew freaking love it, which is awesome because it is not written for kids. The humor is so above their head. They joke about how old she is. They joke about her relationship with Ken. They joke about how many... friends and siblings and cousins and everyone that's in her life. They joke about how many careers she's had, which mm-hmm. means she must be, they're like, oh, it takes so-and-so years to be a doctor. And she was also a lawyer and an astronaut. You have to be this old. So,
oh, please tell me that they mentioned Skipper when she was pregnant. Have they done that yet?
No, okay. No. But I'm telling you, it is hysterical. Like, like when they're redecorating their house, they literally get stickers and they put the sticker on the wall and out pops a chair. And like Ken made this giant closet and it's got like this, it has AI in it and there's an evil button and like people hit the evil button and Barbie has no idea why a closet is telling her that she's fat and puts her on lockdown and all this stuff. I'm telling you, it sounds stupid, but watch it with your kids so that your kid gets entertained and you will also be entertained.
Sounds like a viewing party.
It was
Al, your show is going off the rails. I'm sorry.
It was not written for adults. It's awesome. Anyway, so that was the highlights of the Hugo Awards. I'm very pleased to see that your pick, Dan,
yes,
The Martian, won an award. That's very important.
There was nothing else from any of our lists or even nominated
for that
award. Yeah. So I'm calling a victory on that one.
You win.
And yeah, you should.
Good
we'll,
for
we'll get you.
We'll
get you a sticker for that.
Well, thanks. All right. So that kind of wraps up our topics for today. So we're going to head into our shameless plugs. And I'm not going to go first this time.
Because I know what you're going to plug.
Pretty much.
So first I want to plug Pokemon Go.
Oh, it needs it. You
yeah,
know,
yeah, I
that
know.
Needs some downloads or well, else it's just going to go away.
Well, honestly, I feel like it's kind of like simmered down. So I want to make sure people keep the momentum. My friend Abby and Charlene and I are actually going on a Poke Lunch on Thursday. We're going to go and, I don't know, find a lunch spot that has a Poke Stop and hunt for Pokemon and use a lure and all that fun stuff. Because that's what you should do at lunchtime.
Sure.
Have you heard about the parade from the wrestler? There's like a wrestling thing, but they're doing a parade based on Pokemon. To
where?
I'll get you the information. Well, I'll pull it up. And but yeah, I saw that and I'll have to.
And by the way,
you.
My husband was playing some game on the Wii and there was Pikachu in it. And it was not a Pokemon game.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know what it was.
Copyright infringement.
Well, no. Since I don't really count this as a shameless plug because it doesn't need it. But you reminded me, I want to talk about another video game thing.
Ooh.
This past weekend, we had the closing ceremonies of the Rio Olympics.
Ooh.
And they passed the baton to Japan, who's going to be hosting in 2020.
Tokyo.
And so they had this whole presentation where out of the ground came a green pipe and up comes Mario and then he strips off the costume and it's the Prime Minister of Japan.
Oh wow.
Look, if I was the Prime Minister of Japan, I would totally dress up as Mario.
I cannot wait for those opening ceremonies in Japan in 2020. That's going to be incredible.
So my second shameless plug is next week we are having Brian Klein of Mystic Tiger Games on.
Mm-hmm.
We are actually going to do a live stream of him teaching us how to play his game.
So definitely watch the Facebook page so we can give you the details of how to get on the stream.
Exactly. We will be giving you some details on the Facebook page, which I'll tell you how to get to later, but definitely it's going to be really, really fun. We're really excited about it. So. Right.
Sorry, I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
Well, you can check out the live stream from work. You'll be fine.
It's my second week. I don't think I want to push it yet.
All right. You can download it later.
Okay.
So what do you have to plug?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is this little, you know, website called LibriVox.com. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know anything about LibriVox. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's .org. Oh, LibriVox. LibriVox is a place.
Can you spell that?
It is LibriVox.org.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And it is basically where people can volunteer, whether it's group or individuals, to do audio book recordings of books that are in the public domain.
Oh, cool.
So if you've ever really wanted to, let's say, read classic English literature, but really didn't have the time because you commute too much,
mm-hmm.
here's a free way to listen to it. Now, because it is volunteer, you know, it's hit or miss. You got to kind of listen to it, but I enjoy it. I've been re-listening to a lot of Jane Austen when I do my commute lately. And so I recommend looking that up and
awesome.
Check it out. Yep. Or volunteer if you really want to, you know, record. That'd be awesome.
No one wants to hear my voice. Oh, wait, I'm on a podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
We hear enough of it. And that.
And my stupid laugh. Awesome. Okay.
I can picture you doing that. And every time there's a funny line, you cackle.
I would be a very serious writer.
You need to be a witch for Halloween. I'm just saying.
I was a witch when I was a kid. Well, you should for be Halloween, good. I mean.
I did the cackle when I did Halloween caroling one year.
What?
Halloween caroling.
What?
You know, where you take Christmas carols, but rewrite them to be Halloween, and you go out and you
how
sing.
How do I get a part of this? Like, how do we do this? Can we do this as a group?
We can. I mean, you know, I did it when I was in California one year, and I got to cackle like a witch at part of one of the Christmas carols.
All right, so this needs to happen. Someone write this down right now.
And we took donations for, you know, because sometimes most cities have like a street where all the houses, they block off the street and they... you know, have like a block party. Yeah. Well, we went out to one and we put out a bucket for, it was a water charity, basically where,
wow.
And you know, people could donate to the water charity while we sang our Halloween carols.
Nice.
Oh my God, we have to do that.
And we did This Is Halloween as well.
Well, I would hope so.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nice. As always, I'm going to shamelessly plug Epic Events.
I knew it!
That's right. For all your DJ needs, check out epiceventsorlando.com.
I might be psychic.
EpicEventsOrlando.com. You're stepping
psycho.
All over my plug here. EpicEventsOrlando.com. And also, I mentioned a couple weeks ago that I thought one of my favorite comic shops had closed. But I found them. They moved.
They
Smash Comics is now open on First Street in Sanford in the
Which
downtown
is a very
area.
Cool place.
It is, and you know what? It's also full of Pokemon stops. And I was talking to the owners over there, and it looks like at some point in the near future, for Geek's sake, Geek Street Station and Smash Comics might end up doing an event together.
Will it involve Pokemon? This is the most important question.
And we will be making it a meetup.
For Pokemon.
For Pokemon.
Okay.
In addition to other things.
Awesome. I'm all about that. I mean, I have to be because you guys pay me nothing to do
right.
it. But yeah.
So with that, my name is Dan. This is wait, Danielle, you need to tell them where to find us because clearly if they're listening to this, they don't know where to find us.
Well, and also we did tell them we would tell them. Wait, we did tell
it.
Them we would tell them where to find us. Oh, my God. You can find us on Facebook at For Geeks Sake with an apostrophe S. You can also find us on the Twitter at For Geeks Sake, two S's. Her name is Elizabeth. She is here in the studio. You have heard her live. Not live. You have heard her for the last hour, though, and that is true.
And I think I am alive, so we'll
you
get with
alive,
that.
You are alive, so there's that, too. You can also, of course, find us on GeekStreetStation.com, and then you click on the For Geeks Sake link at the top. You can find our bios. You can find links to past shows, all kinds of fun stuff. And we just keep this party going all throughout social media. Boom.
Right on.
We're working on other social media things. Elizabeth is probably.
Yes. So don't forget also to go on iTunes and write a review. Tell them how much you love us.
Don't tell them how much you hate us. Just write it to us in a private message.
Absolutely. But just spread love on iTunes and wherever else you find your podcasts.
Absolutely.
And with that, this is Dan saying, you shouldn't like things because people tell you you're supposed to.